Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordspodcast.com. Today I'll be sharing on when God speaks. God speaks to us in various ways, and it is quite important that we obey whatever the Lord tells us or directs us to do. We all have regrets when it comes to not obeying the Lord. Some of these regrets have major, minor effects, while some major. The Lord can always redeem our mistakes depending on what it is. However, sometimes we still have a price to pay for the disobedience. Let's have a brief look at different ways the Lord speaks to us through His Word. Psalm 119 was Psalm 105. Through the inner witness, Romans 8:16, Proverbs 20:27. Through people, Acts 23:16. Here, the Lord used Paul's sister to reveal the plan of the Jews that wanted to kill Paul. This is why it's very important that we are discerning of the people that the Lord places in our lives. Through patterns, Romans 6 verses 3 to 4 and Colossians 2:12, directly in our ear, 1 Samuel 9:15. Through circumstances, Proverbs 1 verses 20 to 23, and through thoughts and perceptions, Matthew 12:25. Here are just a few ways that the Lord speaks to us. When God speaks, there can be many implications to whatever the Lord says to us. There are layers of truth in whatever the Lord speaks. Just one word from the Lord speaks volumes. We must remember that God is God, the beginning and the ending. Before anything happens, the Lord knows. This is why it is so important that we always obey the Lord. The word of the Lord can come softly, loudly, or in a very still voice. Whichever way the Lord speaks to us, it must be received reverently and acted upon. The Lord told Abraham to sacrifice his only begotten son. Here we can see an example of instant obedience. Genesis 22:3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. Instant obedience. Because of Abraham's obedience, the whole world is blessed today. We are blessed, and now, because of faithful Abraham, we are all blessed in him. Galatians 3 verse 9. If you notice, when the Lord told Abraham to sacrifice his son, his only son Isaac, he was not given any explanation. This can be found in Genesis chapter 22. Abraham simply obeyed the Lord and trusted the nature and character of the Lord. At the time of Abraham's obedience, he had no idea the dividends it would pay him. This is what happens when we obey God. To please God, we must walk by faith. The Lord always has the best in stock for us. In the contrary, when we disobey the Lord, it can be very costly. Just look at Adam and Eve and see what the world is reaping today. Thank God, Jesus stepped in and has redeemed the situation for those that will believe. God just told Adam in Genesis 2 verse 17, and I read, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest it, thou shalt surely die." Thou shalt surely die. Adam did not know the full implication of what that phrase meant. He should simply have obeyed. This is the same with us, because when God speaks, the Lord speaks volumes. I am sure many of us can look back and remember something the Lord told us. At that time, we thought we understood, but as the years unfold, we get better revelation. We understand better what the Lord spoke to us. As I said before, there can be layers of revelation in whatever the Lord tells us, and sometimes it takes years to unfold. In conclusion, we must learn to obey the Lord at all times. Do you have a witness not to do something? Then don't do it. Do you have a word not to travel? Then simply obey and reschedule your journey. Do you have a word not to send your child to a particular school, a famous school that others are sending their children to? Then simply obey. You will never know the full facts why the Lord gives us such instructions. Are you planning to buy a property and you feel you have prayed and you feel in this popular neighborhood where everybody is buying the house, you shouldn't buy your own house there? Then simply obey. The wise always obey. God is love, and whatever the Lord instructs us to do is always for our good. Thanks for listening.